All right, here we go. My name's Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 158 of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Christmas, boys and girls. I hope everything's going well. And even if you don't celebrate Christmas, I hope your holidays are going well. Whatever. I don't know. I try to be inclusive. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't have the skills. Anyway, it's Christmas Eve Eve as I record this, and I don't like when people use the phrase Christmas Eve Eve, but I don't know why. I think I can get a pass on that. You know, I need to practice what I preach, you know. But anyway, it is the day before Christmas Eve. As I sit here, I'm supposed to be off on Christmas Eve. My boss said, you know, I don't know, this was like a month ago. She was like, how many days? You got all your days covered? Because we can only carry over 40 hours PTO. And I said, yeah, I got all of them but two. And she goes, why don't you take Christmas Eve off? I said, all right, done and done. I said, seriously? She goes, yeah, I'll be here. Don't worry about it. I said, okay. It's a deal. And then, I don't know, like a week later or 2 weeks later, she goes, what hours are you planning to work on Christmas Eve? I'm like, hang on a second. Didn't we have a conversation? Did I imagine a conversation where you said I could have it off? You know? She was going, did I? Did we talk about that? She goes, all right, take it off. So like, I don't know. But anyway, as I sit here, unless things change, I'm off Christmas Eve, I'm off Christmas Day, and I'm off that weekend, and I'm off Monday, because I'm off every Monday for the rest of the year. That's only one more Monday. But so 5 big honking days off in a row. You know how exciting that is when you're looking straight into the eyes of a 5 days off? It's very exciting. All right. So I have a few things jotted down in the notebook, and I want to bring you up to date on some stuff that's happened to me. For one thing, all right, Sirius XM. I love Sirius XM. I do. There's some annoyances because it feels like, I've talked about this before, it feels like you can't stay on any one channel, station, whatever you want to call it. You can't stay on it for any length of time. You can't just like set it and forget it. You have to, like, bounce around. Because I don't know what the story is, but they always play shit. They always mix in some shit to make you bounce, you know? So, like, all right, I'm off. I'm out, you know? And that's frustrating. I mean, even the Beatles channel, which I love. I'm a huge Beatles fan. You know, you really, like, you're sitting there listening to the Beatles stuff, and then they throw in some deep cut from one of Ringo's solo albums. I'm like, what is this garbage? This is pure trash. You know? So then you got to move over to like one of the classic rock stations. And they'll be rocking along. Everything's good. And then the next thing you know, Pink Floyd. I'm like, oh, God. That's pretentious horse shit. You know? So I bounce off of that. So it's just you're bouncing around all over the thing. So, but I do like it. I'm a big fan of it, and I can't even imagine life without it at this point, because I drive 40 miles almost to work, so I'm in my car a lot, and I listen to it every day. So but anyway, you have to go through this song and dance with this company, Sirius XM. All right, so I have this planner that I keep here beside the computer, and I check it every week. I don't check it every day, but I check it every week to see if there's anything I need to deal with. And the other day I saw where my Sirius XM subscription is getting ready to expire. So the way this works is, you know, you get this low monthly payment, but then when it expires, it goes up to the normal. So it's $22 almost. So I went on the website to see what they were going to charge me on at the end of December. $21.86 or some shit like that. I'm like, nope, no way. I mean, I like it, but I'm not paying $22 a month for it. So you have to go through this whole thing. So I called him up and I said, I got this guy, and he had a weird accent, and it's not the normal accents. It's not the Philippines. It's not India. It's like, he sounded like he was from like Sweden or something. Some kind of Scandinavian thing going on. I couldn't understand it. I had a hard time understanding him. It was a weird, I don't know, weird inflections. And it was like throwing me off, you know. But he goes, how can I help you? I said, I want to cancel. I'm going to have to cancel, unfortunately. This is what you have to do. you have to play the part. Both of you are playing a part, right? And it's just an established way of doing business. That's part of their business model somehow. I'm like, unfortunately, I'm going to have to cancel my subscription. Oh, really? I'm sorry to hear that. Could I ask you why? And I said, well, the cost, it's gonna go up to $22 a month. It's not worth it. I mean, I love it, but it's not worth $22. Okay. What are your favorite channels? What are my favorite channels? I'm like, listen, Sven, I don't know. I don't know what the, I don't know what the relevance of that is. He goes, no, what are your favorite channels? What are stations or whatever? I said, I don't know, Underground Garage, Beatles Channel, the classic rock stations, you know, First Wave. And he goes, so you do like the service? I said, I already said that. I said, I like the service, but not at $22 a month. He goes, I understand that. Okay, so, but you do like this. Oh, my God. Yes, I like the service. All right, so he goes, can you hold a second? So he goes off. I don't know, he puts me on hold. And then he goes, he comes back and he goes, how's $5 a month? I said, okay, let's do it, which is what I've always paid. Since I've been with them, and it's been years, it's $5 a month. It's like, I don't know, you know. So I signed up for another year, and I said, so I'll call you back next Christmas and we'll go through this again, you know. He goes, all right, let's do it. So ridiculous. But I signed up for another year, so I'm good. And I like it. I do like SiriusXM. It has all the baseball games on there. Unfortunately, it has only the home team. Like, say the Reds, my team. Say the Reds are playing San Diego Padres. In San Diego, it'll be the San Diego announcers. You know, it'll just be the home broadcast. So, I don't know. But it's good, you know. If you're riding down the road and you don't want to listen to the Reds game, you can listen to it, you know, always. You can always listen to it. It might not be the Reds announcers. I do have that MLB app where I can stream like any radio broadcast, including the Spanish broadcasts. But then you have to, you know. So anyway, I like all the stuff on there for the most part. They even have this classic radio classics or something where they play old time radio shows. Love it. So anyway, $5 a month. We have to do the song and dance. You know, I told the guy last year. I said, can't you just make this permanent so I don't have to call back? No, it doesn't work that way. Unbelievable. Anyway, so that's happening. Let's see. I ordered a Shoney's menu, a classic. Shoney's is a restaurant. If you're not familiar, it's a restaurant chain, especially in the Southeast. And it started in Charleston, West Virginia, and where I'm from, and back in the, I don't know, 50s. I think it actually goes all the way back to the 40s. But I don't think it was called Shoney's back then. At some point, like in the 50s, I think they changed the name to Shoney's, and it became affiliated with the Big Boy, you know. They got the Bob's Big Boy, the Frisch's Big Boy, you got the Shoney's Big Boy. So they were affiliated with the Big Boy for a long time. And then they dumped the Big Boy. They dumped that fat ass with the checkered overalls. And they got some kind of bear. I don't know what the hell. I like the Big Boy better. But anyway. So Shoney's is a West Virginia legend, you know. And the original location is like, I don't know, It's like 7 miles from where I grew up, you know. It's like really, it's up in Charleston on the boulevard, right? So, I ordered it. It was on eBay. I did a search on eBay for Charleston, West Virginia, and it came up. And the thing was something like, I don't know, an auction. What's that word? Oh, yeah, auction. And I don't know, minimum bid was $19.99. I said, no way, I'm not paying that. When I first saw it, I thought, that's cool, because it's from 1963. It's a 1963 full menu from Shoney's in Charleston, West Virginia. I said, yeah, I got to have that, but not at $19.99, and that's the minimum bid. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to let that go. So then, I don't know, I guess nobody bid on it. So the guy wrote me back and said, would you be interested in buying this thing for $9.99? I said, yes, I would. So I bought it. Thing's fantastic. Thing's in perfect condition. How in the hell? How's there a menu from 1963? It's like, it's even has stuff stapled in it. Like, it's got this piece of paper stapled in it where they're selling like bean soup or something. The prices are ridiculous. It's like a double-decker hamburger, like the big boy, you know, 50 cents, you know. Everything's real cheap. Of course, people made like $2,000 a year back then. So, you know, everything's relative. Anyway, so I bought that thing, and I got it in the mail the other day. It's great. Love it. And my brother's like, why in the shit would you buy a Shoney's menu? It makes no sense. I said, it's cool as hell. He goes, all right, whatever. And then I told Steve about it, and he goes, oh, my God, that's great. It's like, I guess it's a very divisive thing. But anyway, I got that in the mail the other day. Also, I ordered some CDs. Oh, let's back up. Speaking of auctions, all right, there's this domain name. I don't want to say what it is, because I don't want you guys going out there and poaching it from me. But there's this very important domain name that has to do with the Surf Report. It has to do with Surf Report history. It's one of those things where I should have bought the frickin' domain name 10 years ago, and I didn't, for whatever reason. It just never occurred to me, because I have tons of domain names, and I don't use them. I pay for them every year, and I don't really use them, or I don't. It's not that I don't really use them. I don't use them at all. I just have them. Like jeffk.com. I mean, I don't use it. But there's no way I'm allowing somebody else to have it. No way. I have other ones, you know. I have all these different domains that I own. And I pay a yearly fee. But anyway, so, you know, it's not that I'm averse to buying domain names. God knows it's, you know, that's not the case. It's just it never really occurred to me. And then when it did occur to me, somebody else had already taken it, you know, stolen the thing, come in and swooped it up. It has a Surf Report. It's a Surf Report thing, you know. Nobody else would have any reason to have this. I'm getting irritated just thinking about it. But somebody swooped in and got it. And I go on GoDaddy like, I don't know, maybe like once a month to see if it's available. The other day I went on there, and it said there's an auction. Some company I never heard of before is auctioning off this domain. Like, I don't know, you know, I don't know this company, and I don't know if I trust it. I don't know what the hell's going on. But nobody bid on it, and it was getting down to the end. The other night I signed up for an account for this place, and the thing said, you know, you have to have a credit card you know, you have to have a credit card to activate your account. And so I'm like, I don't know. This thing seems like a scam. I don't tell. But at least with a credit card, if you were to get scammed, you could like dispute it, whatever. So I eventually, like the next day, I put a credit card in there. All right. So then I thought I was good to go. I could bid on this thing. I could wait till it got down to the last half hour or whatever and make a bid on the thing and maybe get it, you know. I didn't know. So as soon as I put the credit card in there, the thing says, now we need a picture of your driver's license. I'm like, wait a minute. It says, make sure that everything's legible. Like, this thing sounds like a, you know, identity theft 101, you know? And you also had to have a picture of yourself holding the license. Like, what is this? It's like, fuck this. I'm not doing this. I mean, this seems like a gigantic scam, you know? So I just let it go. And I don't know. It makes me sad. Because I feel like I had a chance to get it, you know? Nobody bid on the thing. So I don't know what the status of it is now. So anyway, are you with me on that? Or am I just naive? I don't know how these things work. Why do they need a photograph of my driver's license where they know my full name, they know my date of birth, you know, they have a credit card already? It's like, what's next? Like my social security card, you know? I mean, and I don't know. The whole thing made me nervous. I don't know what this company is. I never heard of it before. Feels real scammy to me. But I want that domain. Oh my God, it's making me crazy. So I look at it every day since the auction ended. It's just sitting there. And, you know, it's parked. You know, somebody owns it, and I can't get it from them. Anyway, so that's a frustrating thing. I felt like I was close. I felt like, oh, man, this is going to happen. Today's the day. They're like, all right, we need a picture of your driver's license and your Social Security card and your thumbprint. And we need a picture of you holding it, and your retina scan. We need a real close up of your eyeball, and you know, after that you can bid. I'm like, I don't think so. For some reason, I'm a little skeptical about this thing. But anyway, I didn't get it. As I record this, I still don't have it. It's been 10 years I've been trying to get this thing. And it's very difficult because people buy up those things and they just sit on them like I do, you know? Like I have probably like 12 domains and I use like one of them. I mean, I use obviously the main one, and then I have others like mockable.org. That's another one that I want. Mockable.com. I check on that all the time. Somebody owns that shit. You can't get that shit's locked down. Another one I always try to get, and it's never going to happen, is WVSR without the in front of it, WVSR.com. It's owned by the West Virginia Split Rail Fencing Company. They must have got in on, because I bought that shit in 1999. That was, you know, early days. They must have been early adopters, these split rail folk, because they already had, when I went in there to try to get WVSR.com, it was already gone in 1999. So I had to put the in front of it. You know, so anyway, I go on GoDaddy and I do these searches to see if I can snag one of these domains. I have suggestaholic.com. I have crossroadsroad.com. I have some domains for book projects that I started and never finished. And I keep them, you know, and, you know, I have a bunch of them, and I pay the yearly fee, which, you know, you can't get a discount on that anymore. You get a discount the first year and then it goes back to full price. So anyway, cost me some money. It's kind of stupid really. But anyway, so that happened. I listened to, speaking of SiriusXM, I listened to this channel in there. Is it a channel or station? I don't know. What is it? I don't know. It feels like I'm using old terminology. This station, channel, extra channels. That's what they're called. There's an so channel is the correct terminology. There's this channel on there called Indie 1.0. I mentioned it before. I listen to it all the time. If I'm down here in the office, down here in the bunker, I usually have Indie 1.0 playing, streaming through my stereo. It's fantastic. It's the kind of music I love. I know about 75% of the music they play on there, but they play a lot of stuff from this dead zone. There's a dead zone in my life. It was right after I had my first kid, our first kid, in like 96. So 96 to, I don't know, the early 2000s, say like the 2000 to 2010. So we're talking like a 14 or 15 year span of time where I don't know shit. I don't know anything about music. In 96, well, okay, let's say, that's fair. From 96 to 2010, I don't know anything about music, or I know very little, you know. I was still working for WEA until 2000, but I was in the home office. Completely different situation than being out in one of the branches where you had all the label people in there. It's a long story, but, you know, you're kind of, when you work at WEA Home Office, it's different. You're not really tapped into the actual music industry. You're just doing operations, you know. You know what I'm saying? So there's a dead zone. So when they play music from that era, I don't know what it is. I'm not familiar with it. Like Death Cab for Cutie, I don't know. I mean, I've heard their name. I don't know anything about them. But every once in a while, something will play, or it happens quite often. I pick up my phone to see who it is because I like it. And one band that keeps coming up over and over again that I like, I feel like, I like this. What is this? I pick up my phone, Modest Mouse, you know. I'm like, I don't know. Who is this? Is this a person? Is this a band? I don't know. It's a cartoon character. So I started listening to them on Spotify, and I like them. So I need to get all those, you know. I was reading about them, and the first four albums are considered to be their, that's the good shit. And then they took this big long time. There's a big gap of time, and they came back and recorded two more, I think. I could be wrong, but I think that's the way it works. So the first four are considered to be, that's the shit. That's the center of the whole thing. So, like, I got to get all those four CDs for the wall of sound, you know? I got the wall of sound in here, a whole entire wall of my house covered in CDs, right? So I went on eBay. I ended up buying all four of them. I don't have them yet, but I ordered them for less than $20 total. One guy was selling three of them just in one lot, and they were still had the, he said they're still shrink wrapped. They're brand new. I'm like, what the? And then I bought the other one. So that was three out of four of the first albums. And then I bought the other one. I went on there. It was another one of those situations like that Shoney's deal. I went on there and I had it in my, checkout. You know, in my shopping cart. And then I was like, I don't know, that's a little bit too expensive. So I deleted it. And then the guy wrote me back the next day and said, how about $6? Free shipping. So, all right. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. People make you offers, you know. I said, all right, so now I got all four of the original albums, the first four albums, for less than $20 total. That includes shipping. And three of them are shrink-wrapped. It's fantastic. Also, one of them had like an EP. It had like extra songs that were left off one of their albums. So I'm actually getting five CDs, Modest Mouse, and for $20, less than $20. So there you go. Another triumph. There's still, you know, CD pricing is going up, up, up. It's not as easy to get great deals like that. The only way to get great deals like that is to have to buy something from, you know, early 2000s that was popular. Like it sold a shitload of copies, so there's a bunch of copies out there in circulation. Those are still pretty cheap. But if it's at all obscure or, you know, not super popular, the prices are going up. So I don't know. The golden age is over. People don't buy CDs anymore, except me, I guess. People make fun of me. They mock me. They say I'm a fool. Well, that might be a push nut. But anyway, so that's bringing you up to date. Oh, also, just so you know, just put this in your notebook. I've been on a jag where I've been watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Seinfeld. It's Always Sunny. I've watched various episodes through the years, but I have never watched every. I definitely have not watched every episode. I kind of dip in and dip out, you know. So The other day I was on Hulu, and they have every episode. So I just started at episode one, and I'm just going to watch them all. You know, it's going to take me a while, but, you know, I sit down and I watch three episodes. They're like 20 minutes long without the commercials in them. Just sit and watch three, four maybe. And I think there's like 154 episodes or something. So I'll just power through those. You know, it might take me a couple months. I'll watch them all. And I'm rewatching Seinfeld. Oh, my God. That show is great. That is the best show. That is the best comedy show in the world, in history, in the history of mankind. Am I wrong? That by the time they got to season four, season three was solid too, but by the time they got to season four, that shit was genius. I'm not kidding. I mean, every episode is like a work of art. It's like unbelievable. And it's funny. I've seen every episode over and over. It's funny every time. And you pick up new little throwaway lines that are hilarious. Greatest. I mean, I started at season three because the first two seasons are a little wonky, you know? So I started on episode one of season three, and I'm like halfway through season four now. Man, that stuff is solid. That is the best. I mean, you can't get much better than that. I don't think there's any way to get better than that in the comedy realm. You know what I'm saying? All right. So the main thing I wanted to talk about, we're almost at the end of this thing. How'd that happen? The main thing I wanted to talk about, all right, I'll just hold that till next time, because I'm at the end of this thing. And I was talking about TV shows. I have a voicemail that's on the old hotline, Surfport hotline, from my good friend, my Peaches buddy, Eugene B. Sims, over at the Wheeler's Dog podcast, which I highly recommend. Check that out. I listened to a recent episode of his just the other day. I was laughing out loud. Good stuff. You should check it out. It's very similar to he has a similar approach, you know, where he just talks about stuff that happened in his life. And he's a funny dude, good dude. Wheeler's Dog podcast. Check it out. And here's a message that he left on the hotline.
Hey, Jeff, man, this is Eugene B. Sims from the Wheeler's Dog podcast. Just giving you a buzz, man. I know you talk about HBO Max, and it's something I picked up when they were putting it on special for like $11.99 for the first 12 months. I went kind of down what they call the rabbit hole over the weekend. I got looking around all the different things that they have, including like Looney Tunes, some of the DC Universe stuff. But what really surprised me, and I highly suggest this because you do like Big Mouth on Netflix, go to the Adult Swim section on HBO Max and check out the animated series Black Dynamite. Trust me, totally inappropriate, totally hilarious. There was a live-action movie made before the animated series, but the animated series just kicks its ass. I like Big Mouth as well. I've turned a few people onto it, and I highly recommend. I know you don't like recommendations, but give Black Dynamite on the HBO Max app a try, and it's under the Adult Swim. Anyway, happy holidays, happy belated birthday, and happy new year, and all that other jazz. Ta-ta!
Okay, I don't understand. Thanks for the call, but what do you mean I don't like recommendations? Did I say that? Probably did. I'm a sour old bitter old bitch, but I don't remember ever saying that, but I don't know. Maybe I did. I probably did. But anyway, Black Dynamite, not familiar. I'll check it out. I do like the Big Mouth, like you say, and I'm not familiar with Black Dynamite, but I will check it out. I do love the HBO Max. I think that's turned it into one of my favorites. I like the Looney Tunes stuff, like you said. Man, that is a gold mine right there. Just having that access to that, it's almost worth the price of admission right there. That classic, the classic old Looney Tunes cartoons. Man, that stuff's solid. And also, that American Movie Classics. Like, you got all those old classic movies in there you can just watch whenever you want. I mean, they got great stuff in there. Just those two things. And then they have all these great documentaries. That's one of, that might be one of my, you know, I know it's fairly new, HBO Max, but it's one, it's already becoming my favorite, one of my favorites. So anyway, thanks for the call, Eugene. I will call your, what do you call it? The bark line, the speak line, I think. I'll give you a call. I'm a little shy. You know, I don't like, you know, I'm very shy. But anyway, thanks for calling, Eugene, and I will check out Black Dynamite. Thank you for the recommendation. I love recommendations. And we're at the end of this thing. If you want to call in like Eugene did, I encourage you to do that. You should do that now, as soon as this thing's over. The number to call, 570-290-8151. Again, I like doing that. Again, 570-290-8151, 24 hours a day. It's just a, it's a voicemail system. It's through Google. It's our Google overlords. You know, they provide that for us to make us happy, to keep us happy. And you can do it 24 hours a day. I just go in there and I download it as an MP3 and share it in a future episode. It's fantastic. It's highly recommended. You even get to choose your own telephone number. So anyway, do that if you're so inclined. Also, if you want to be a patron, if you want to support my efforts, and in return receive an extra episode of this podcast, this world famous podcast, you can do that. You can do that right now over at patreon.com/Jeff K. That's Patreon, patreon.com/Jeff K. Sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation. They call it a patronage. I find that to be a little pretentious, like the Pink Floyd. And but I, you know, whatever you want to call it, $4. You sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation, and you get an extra episode of the podcast every week. Not every once in a while. Not every month. That's for suckers. Every week. That's how I say thank you. So if you want to do that and support me, I would greatly appreciate it. It's a win-win. Put it on a credit card. You won't even notice it. $4, you won't notice that. But it helps me a great deal. So, and you get an extra episode of the podcast every week. It's a pretty kick-ass deal. So do that today. Patreon.com/Jeff K. Also, if you want to send me an email, you can send that over to surfreportpod@gmail.com. So we're at the end of this thing. I hope you enjoyed it. I had a main topic that I never even got to because I was going on and on and on with all the stuff that I was, you know, trying to get out of the way before the main topic. So we'll hit that later. You know, I don't want to give it too little time, and we'll just do it in a future episode. I don't know if it'll be the next one, but it'll be a future episode. Hope you guys have a great holiday, whatever one that you celebrate. If it's Christmas, have a great Christmas. If it's whatever, I can't think of the others. But anyway, it's Christmas Eve Eve, one of my favorite phrases. And hope you guys have a great one. I'll see you soon. Have a good day. Whoo! Have a good one. Bye. Sour old, bitter old bitch.